Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Really glad to hear that. My name is Nadine, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with Lulu, and she does such a great job, you know, explaining the basics of her program, right?
Yes,
So
ma'am.
she really does. I love her. She's so great. I'm actually grabbing these notes that she sent over to me, but I wanted to ask you, Tim, you know, if you had any questions in regards, you know, to the placement that we do or how this would work. Do you have any questions that I could answer specifically?
Yes, ma'am. How would the program work? So like someone would just they'll be able to Google like appliance repair, and then we'll be the ones to pop up.
Yes, correct. So, you know, whenever someone's refrigerator or whatever appliance is on the brink, right? You know, it's a necessity. We need to get someone out, right, to come and fix it.
Right.
So when they're on Google and they're typing in appliance repair near me, right, and they're there within your service area, we make sure that Tim's Appliance Solutions comes up as a top recommended option there on the first page of Google. So they'll see a profile page with your company name, your phone number. They click on your number, and Tim, they're calling you directly. So
Wow,
these are
okay.
calls coming directly to you from someone who's in need of your services right at that moment. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. And I'll tell you, 90% of the searches, Tim, will start and stop on that first page. So we'll always make sure that you're appearing at that moment when they're in need of your services. So what you do is, like, I noticed you do even dryer vent cleanings. Is that correct?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. And we're talking about, like, every brand of appliance, like, you know, all brands. I know sometimes there's so many
Okay.
brands out there, right?
Yes, ma'am. I work on all of them. I'm certified to work on all brands.
Wow, that's awesome. And then now you're only doing for residential appliances, correct? I mean, you don't do like any type of business with the refrigeration or anything?
Just a residential.
Okay. And then Tim, I noticed that Memphis, you know, being that Memphis is your home base, right? That's what we consider like your home office, we would say. Do you typically travel 50 miles around Memphis, or do you like to kind of keep it a little bit more closer to home?
I do travel in DeSoto, like Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I do travel to Collierville. Yes, ma'am. So
So it's
I do
within
travel
50
a lot.
miles. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the money's at, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense. Okay. And
Oh
then
yeah, yes, ma'am.
I noticed you don't have, so no, you don't currently have a website. What about Facebook? Do you use Facebook at all?
No, ma'am, not at the moment, but I'm willing to start
Okay.
a account, a
Okay. You
website.
at But at the very least, do you have like a personal Facebook page?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, great. So here's what I'm thinking, Tim. I mean, I have to tell you, you're definitely a great candidate for this particular listing. In fact, the reason that you're qualified for this is because we're looking for a business that provides a quality service, has a good reputation online, and can handle more business. And you qualify because I see that you have 5 out of 5 star reviews. I don't know. I actually, in fact, also came across a HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads listing. Is that current?
Yes, ma'am.
And you got great reviews on there. Good job. How's that working for you?
Thanks.
How do you like it?
I love it. The customers call me, they nice. I make sure I get out there on time and keep them updated. And
Awesome.
yes, ma'am. And I be real honest to the customer. It's mandatory that I have to let them know what's going on with the
I
appliance
like
and
that. Genuine. You sound very genuine and upfront. You know what I mean? And I think people appreciate that more than anything, is being upfront and honest. That's what's going to land you the jobs that you're getting. Are you on their pay per lead program? Do you pay per lead with them or?
Yes, ma'am. They charge me anywhere between, I believe, like $15 to $50 a lead. It's
per
just
lead?
Depends.
Okay. But you're definitely making that money back, right? On, like, you're getting that return back on what you're investing. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. And I'll tell you why, because if you're doing well with a program like HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, you're paying per lead, but you're making that money back on what you're investing. Google is going to work just as well because, Tim, the calls come directly to you, and we don't charge you per phone call or per job. In fact, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate on a monthly basis, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm going to offer you, and I'm just taking a look, you've been in business for 2 years, so I'm going to offer you our new in business rate, okay? So with that discount applied, you would be looking at a fixed flat monthly rate of $249 a month, okay? That's going to include first page placement on Google. We're going to create content for you as well on Bing, so we're going to list you on Bing on the first page, and we're going to build you a Facebook page for your business. We create it through your personal page so that you have access to it, and we're going to run Facebook ads. So any time, Tim, that someone's, you know, searching for your services there within your area, when they're on Facebook and they're doing a search there or looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their desktop and on their mobile device. This will help you reach a larger clientele base, and in fact, we can make it unique where we could target an audience by interest, by income level, or by location. And once they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, I'm also going to include a website for you at no additional cost. We will build you a website that is Google compliant. It's mobile friendly, and we're going to attach that website where we list your business. We also will include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we're going to give you exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And we'll also list you on additional directories that are popular within your area. Now, directories that are like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just to name a few. So they can find you on those directories as well. So this package,
okay,
what it pretty much does, Tim, is it really covers all of your bases, and it would be at $249 a month, month to month. What do you think?
Okay. Oh, I love it. It's well worth it.
Absolutely. It really is. It's really going to get your name out there, and I'm telling you, if you're doing well with HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, you're going to do just as well with being listed on Google, because that's really where 90% of the searches are starting and stopping. And you know, when it comes to an appliance and you need that repair, especially when you got kids at home, it's something you can't wait on, right? So they're going to start performing that search, and we'll make sure that you're there to capture those live, you know, calls coming to you. So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? This way we can prove it to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I do want to send you everything in writing, Tim. What is the best email address for you? Because this is where we'll also send your website to review it in case you have changes to be made. It's also where we're going to send your receipt. What's the best email for you?
Okay, it would be mtymtymtyms767@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I put it down correctly. I have M as in Mary, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, Y, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, 767@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm doing first, Tim, is I'm going to be sending you two emails, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? The first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that I'm giving it to you at the price of $249 month to month for a platinum package. It's going to include everything that I mentioned that's included in the price in that package. And I also put an example of a website. Okay, keep in mind it's for an electrician, but I just want you to have an idea of how the website will look. Okay?
Okay.
And then the second email that I'm sending to you is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, Tim, you don't have to take our word for it that it's working, because you're going to be able to track your results with us. So you can see the calls that you're receiving, you know, view all your profiles, the keywords you're listed for. So you'll be able to track all of that. And I sent you an example of how that would look. Okay?
Okay.
And then, Tim, on this number that we're speaking on, can you receive text messages to this number?
Yes, ma'am. This is my personal cell.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you, in fact, three text messages. Now, on the bottom of those emails that I sent you, you'll have my contact information, but I do like to send it to you in a text. And I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information so that you have it as well, okay? So okay. The first text coming through is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. I'm also going to send you a second text, Tim, and it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you got a question or a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Now, we are here always Monday through Friday, okay, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, okay? I believe you're on Central Time, so you're 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm also sending you a text message, a third one, and it's going to have a link, which is for a YouTube video. Now, it's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to take a look at that video. It's going to walk you through, Tim, on how you go in and log in to track your results with us. It's really simple, nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with that, okay? So make sure you watch that video, okay? And did all three
ma'am.
Text messages come in?
I did receive them, yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. Now, for the account, do you spell your name T-Y-M, or how do you spell your name?
Oh, my last name?
Oh, your first name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mervin, M-E-R-V-I-N.
Oh, you mean I've been calling you Tim and you didn't correct me?
I'm gonna
tell Lulu, this whole time you had me calling him Tim and his name is Mervin, right? Do you prefer Mervin or Tim?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Tim's my last name.
Tim's is your last name. Okay, I thought, well, maybe he's just got a unique name, you know? Okay, so your first name is Mervin. M-E-R-V-I-N, correct? My apologies.
Yes.
And then your last name is Tim's. Okay, that makes sense. I am so sorry. Wait till I get a hold of Lulu. I'm going to be like, Lulu, really? You had me calling him by his last name. Oh, my goodness. Again, my apologies. I'm so sorry. Wow. Okay. Okay. Now, Mervin, we're going to just verify, like, business information, because we want to make sure that we list you accurately. Okay. Now, I have the phone number, which is a number that, you know, clients will call you on. Okay, they'll call you to the number 901-503-7336. Is that the number you want listed, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And that's the best contact number for you as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, now the company name, would you like it to read as Tim's? There's no apostrophe, right? It's just T-Y-M-S Appliance Solutions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The solutions with the S. Yes, ma'am.
With the S at the end. Okay, awesome. Now, Google, okay, is going to send a PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail. This is what's going to be your verification code, okay? That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So they're going to send it to you by mail. You'll receive it within 6 to 10 days, Okay. I do see an address, and I don't know if this is the address that you want them to send it to, but there's an address that shows on Angie's leads. It's 4951 Loch Lomond Road.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shows me that it's coming up as Memphis 38116 is the zip code. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is that by chance your residence?
No, ma'am. That's the shop address. But I can give you my resident address.
Well, no, it's okay. The reason that I ask, so when Google sends out a PIN code, if they send it to your home address, right, this isn't like a shop that people go to, right? You go to them. They don't come to you, correct? Or
right,
does that,
yes,
or do they ever go to your shop?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I go to customer homes.
Okay, that's what I figured. So we consider it like a home address, right? So Google wants the address hidden. We hide the address. No one needs to know where your shop is at. It's not like it's a store front where people go to, right? You always go to them. So, and at that address, is there like a unit number or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so 4951 Loch Lomond Road, Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. Okay. And you do get mail there, right? Because we want to make sure that when you get that PIN code, we're going to need the PIN code. Okay? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Make sure if anyone gets the mail before you do, Mervin, you let them know, listen, don't throw it away because it's going to look like a postcard and it'll say Google at the top. Okay? That's where the red dot's going to be, at that address. Okay? And the address won't show. Awesome. All right. Now, for the payment, okay, the payment's going to be $249 today. I will be upfront with you. We ask that you at least stick it out 2 months because with Google, you know, it doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be on the first page. It's a process, right? But we're not asking you to pay the 2 months upfront. You pay monthly. It's a month-to-month program so that we earn your business month in and month out, okay? The payment, the card that you're using today, Mervin, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It'll be in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Mervin Timms or is there like a middle initial?
Yes, ma'am. James, J.
J? Okay. And what's the billing address? Is it the same as the shop address or is it your home address? Excuse me.
It's the same as the shop address.
Okay. Okay. And let's see. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa? Okay. All right. And then what is the card number when you're ready?
Okay, let's see, 1 second.
Yeah, no worries, take your time.
Card number is 4000.
Okay.
2225.
Okay.
2187.
Mm-hmm.
6476.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
It is 04-2026.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
099.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy, but I'm not going to charge your card until I walk you through the 90-second voice verification. That verification, what it is, it's going to outline our service agreement. And it's actually an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing, okay? And as I'm walking you through it, if there's something, Mervin, that you don't understand, please do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. Because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding, you know, before we even process your payment. Okay? Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you've mentioned that the card number is 4000-2225. 2187-6476, correct?
Correct.
and it expires April of the year 26. And the security code on the back is 099, right?
Right, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, Mervin, and remember, if there's something you don't understand, you stop me so that I can review it and then rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sam's Appliance Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mervin James Timp, owner.
And are, thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And Tim, you are an, excuse me, Mervin, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours. If we, you know, we might call you with an update, right? So we just ask that you respond within 24 hours. Now, once you start having more online presence, Mervin, you might get a company, you know, calling you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? If they call you to ask you for $5, you don't even pay a dime. You take down their number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number because we're not going to call you to ask you for more money, okay? So just be aware. Now, in hiring locals to, in hiring Local Splash, okay, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
And what this means, I always feel like to explain it, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service, okay? We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 25th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your next payment will be made on November 25th, 2022, in the amount of $249. So this is going to be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, then your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the customer service number that I sent you, 877-635-6225. So you will call that number if you choose to cancel or pause your account, okay? We ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due when you're going to pause or cancel, so this way you're not being charged. So in that event, you want to call 3 business days before the 25th, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Mervin, is I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment. We're going to send your receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. You're going to be receiving that in the next couple of minutes. Now, what we need to do as well is set up what we call a client interview. The client interview, you're going to be speaking with one of our technicians. We block out an hour. The client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. You don't need to be in front of a computer. They're going to basically be talking to you about the website, your services that you want to be listed for. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. They're going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? So I want to set up your client interview at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for today?
Let's see. 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
I believe I will be available around you guys. The office closes at 8. All right.
I actually have, so if you have time, I have an appointment left for, it's our last appointment today. I actually have one for today between, and this is your time zone that I give you, between 5 and 6 o'clock. Will that work for you?
Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Let me get this before they snag it from me. Okay, so today, and what it'll be is I'll be the, it'll either be me or one of the technicians calling you, okay?
Okay.
We're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, okay? If for some reason when we call, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, Mervin, you just say, hey, can you give me 5 more minutes and we'll call you right back. Okay. Now, okay. I just sent you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. Okay. But an hour before your client interview, we're going to send you a reminder to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I want to go over just a few notes. Okay. Because I want to make sure that the technician knows where to start from. I'm putting the obvious. Appliance repair, right? What else would you like me to notate?
Okay.
Do you do air duct cleaning? I mean, tell me what you want me to list on here.
We do appliance repair, appliance install.
Okay.
We also do dryer vent cleaning.
Dryer vent cleaning, okay.
Yes. And another thing I do, I install garbage disposal.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I think that's about it for now.
Okay. Anytime you need to add keywords or you want to make changes, you would just contact customer service. Okay. It doesn't cost you additional. All right. Now,
yes,
and let me put on here, I can't believe we're already nearing November. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to start buying a turkey real soon. Although I told my husband he's a turkey. We were just talking about that. We're like, you know, for Thanksgiving, we never have it at our home, okay, because we're always going to all of the other family, right? And I told my husband,
right,
we need to start our own tradition. Like, we have grandkids, you know. We should start having it at our own, you know, with our own family. I mean, we always go to the uncles or the in-laws, you know. I spend majority of the time traveling on Thanksgiving. You got to eat a little here, go to the next house. I'm like, oh, Lord, can everybody just keep it under one household? Would be great. Okay.
Be great.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to build you that Facebook page. Your personal page, are you under Mervin Timms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
It's an old picture. It's like, I didn't even have a shirt at the time.
Oh, my goodness. I know. You know what my husband says? You got your glamour shot on your profile page. I'm all, leave me alone. Okay, you know what? I think I found you. Did you go to Vatterick Career College?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I found it. Oh, my goodness. Is that your baby? Oh.
Yes, ma'am. I have to update my Facebook page. He's 4'9".
Oh, he's 4'9". Oh, well, yeah, you need an update. It's okay. It's okay. My sister has a picture of my granddaughter on her profile page. I'm like, okay, Mia is now going on 11. Do you think you should update it? Oh, how precious. God bless him. Oh, so cute. I love babies. Well, now he's a big baby, right?
Oh, yeah. He in preschool now.
Oh, such a cute age. Oh, my gosh. They're so innocent, right? Oh, man. Now, website, and now listen, no one's going to see your personal page, but the way that we create the business Facebook is it'll be linked so that way you have access to it, okay? So if you ever want to update pictures on your business page. And then now the website that we're creating for you, I mean, do you have pictures or do you want us to use stock photos? I mean, it's kind of tough with appliance repairs, right?
I have a lot of pictures in my phone, like far as the workout I've done.
Oh, you do? Okay, so I'm going to put that you have some pictures. What about a company logo? Do you have one, Mervin?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to put has business logo. And then do you want to keep it within those 50 miles for the Facebook ads? That would be the furthest that they would target.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be fine.
Okay. And if you ever want to change it to, like, scale it back to 30 miles, you can do that. It doesn't cost you anything for us to make changes, okay? And then now you do have an option, Mervin, where we could, instead of us listing your actual phone number, we can put a tracking number, okay? The tracking number is linked to your phone, okay? So instead of them actually seeing your phone number, they'll see the tracking number, but when they call it, they're calling your phone, okay? The tracking number, it comes with an app, in fact, that you can download from the App Store, so it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages, and you can even block spam calls. Do you prefer your phone number to be listed, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything.
Tracking number is fine.
Okay, so I'm going to put yes, and then they'll go over that with you in the client interview, okay? And then what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three.
All three. And then what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, that will be available from 9:30 to 6.
Okay, 9:30 to 6.
Yes, ma'am, and Saturdays will be between 8 to 12.
8 to 12,
Yes, 8 in the morning to 12 noon.
Okay, perfect. So Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, and then Saturday is 8 to 12, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yes, ma'am. Zelle, Cash App, Square.
Oh, you do Square too. Okay, so you take credit cards. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Cash. No checks at the moment.
No checks, yeah. I don't even know if anyone uses checks anymore. I mean, well, my mom does. She's like real old school. I'm like, you know, she gave me a check for my birthday when I turned 50, and then she's like, the next day, she's like, did you cash your check yet? I'm all, why are you asking? You just barely gave it to me. And she goes, well, I need you to cash your check. I'm over here, you know, I'm updating my books. And I'm like, Mom, really? Like, you just gave it to me yesterday. She's all, well, hurry up and cash that check because I'm over here working on my checkbook. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I could tell she likes things in order.
Oh, Matt, let me tell you, she's, yeah. She's too much sometimes, but God bless her, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I always think, honor and respect your parents. Honor and respect your parents. Yep. That's what I was taught. But man,
yes,
sometimes I'm like, oh, I tell my sister, what is wrong with her? And then she's like, I know. So
yes,
I put, yes, and listen, and you better not talk back, because no matter how old you are, she'll put you in your place real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
So I put cash, credit cards, Zelle, and Cash App for your forms of payment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I got all of that. Now, if you could look, I know you've gotten a lot of messages and emails. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It might have came either before your welcome one or right after.
It should. Would it be in a text message?
Yeah, we sent it to you to both. So I would check your text message. It'll start off by saying, Mervin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yes, ma'am. I see it.
Okay. So when you open it, there's also, it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Let's see. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so click on where it says, please click here. And it's going to open a page that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Let's see. Terms of Experience.
It'll
yes,
say
ma'am.
It at the very top. Okay, awesome. So on this page, what you're going to do, Mervin, is you're going to scroll to the very bottom of the page. It's going to have you type in your name, right, in the signature box. But before you do that, there is a little box right above it to the left. And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking in that little box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided. And then where it's asking you to type your name, you're just going to put Mervin space J, no period, because it's really sensitive, and then Tim's, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you're just going to click on confirm signature, okay? When you do that, let me know. It should open up a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Perfect. Okay. So right now we don't have your username or password, but I wanted you to see this. This is where you would go in to track your results with us. You can go in here, see all the keywords you're listed for, view your profiles, see how many phone calls you received. So that's why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to walk you through this. It's nothing complicated, like I said, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay? Now,
okay.
The last thing I want to go over with you is our timeline, okay? And I'm glad that we're doing your client interview today, because the faster we get you through that, the quicker we're moving, okay? So
okay. Be
on the lookout. Because in 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. And it's going to go to your shop address. It's going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. The technician's going to go over it with you as well. So once you get that PIN code, we need that PIN code as soon as you get it. And you could either text it. I believe they're going to, you could text it, you could email it, or you could call it in. They'll give you the options, okay? Now,
okay. Within
5 to 7 days, your Facebook page is going to be completed. You're going to be listed on the directories, and we're going to send you an email with the link for your reports, your login, and your password. Okay, so you'll get that within 5 to 7 days. It'll be emailed to you. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed. We're going to email it to you first so that you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. And your Facebook ads are already going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? Typically, what it does state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take, Mervin, between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you this, though. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it where it's happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, you provide us that PIN code as soon as you can, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running so you can start generating those calls. But you're also going to receive notifications from us when you're live on the first page of Google, when you're live on the Facebook ads, when you're in the directories, when your website's up and running. So we're going to keep you in the loop as we are completing these steps so you know the work that we're doing, okay? Now,
okay.
I want to set up a security question for you. This is for your protection. So if anyone ever calls you and says, oh, you got to pay $5, you ask them, what's my security question? That's how you're going to know if it's our company, because they won't know the security question. Okay? So the options that you have is we could either put the security question to be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet name.
First pet name. Okay, what was your first pet's name?
His name was T-Bone.
T-Bone? Oh, my goodness. How did you spell it?
T, and the dash, bone.
Okay. Okay. T-Bone, that's cute. Mine was Chico. I used to watch, and Chico. You probably wouldn't even know. Yeah, Chico, and it was a little weenie dog. Oh, let me tell you. Yeah. I got it from this show that I used to watch back in the day when I was a kid. It was called Chico and the Man. And I was like, oh, we're going to call our dog Chico.
Oh.
Okay. So always know that Local Splash isn't going to call you for more money. But if you get a phone call like that, you tell them, what's my security question? And they won't be able to tell you. That's how you're going to identify even more so that this is not our company. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So just a reminder that today they're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, your time. Okay? We're going to call you from an 877 number. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And we'll call you right back. Okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment. The sooner we get you through it, okay. The faster we're moving, okay?
Yes.
And then the last thing I wanted to ask, just so I don't miss anything and it's not a requirement, are you licensed and insured in the process or not required where you are?
Yes, but I'm licensed and insured.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family. And, Mervin, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Yes, ma'am. Me too. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me.
Oh, you are so welcome. And listen, I wish you a very blessed day and many blessings on your business. Super excited for you. You are so welcome. All right. Well, I have taken enough of your time, and I'm going to let Lulu know. His name was Mervin, not Tim. She's so silly. God bless her. I love her. She's awesome. You know what? She's a real people person, and she's one of those, just like me, we just want to help, you know?
Yes.
And that's
yes,
one thing
man.
I love about her.
She's
real.
Real nice.
Yeah, and she's the realest you'll ever get. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so sweet. I'll let her know. Thank you so much for your time, Mervin, and we'll talk to you later on today. Okay?
We do. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.